possible some of this stuff. We want this overhang over here, Neil, the north facing one.
Right here?
Yeah. I gotta get sneak by over there. Whoops. Don't shuffle too much dirt in there.
Okay.
You buy me so I can sit the helmet down?
Not quite.
I don't think I can make it without hitting you. I can't.
Okay.
I'm trying.
Okay.
Just the gnome down just outside the shadow there. Right, whoa, right there. That's good. There's still some clean ground there.
Okay.
Okay. I get back far enough to take these pictures. I'm going to go get a stereo pan around the corner anyway. Let me see if I can't start here with about 5-6. I'm so close. Hey, I'll get a... I must have a bullet.
I'll get it.
Hey, let me... I'm not going around the... I got it now. Okay, you got a bag?
All set.
Okay, I'm going to get the shadowed material. That's in bag 312, Bob.
Copy, 312.
And it's from, I think you saw where I got it. It's about a half a meter back of the limit of the overhang. Put it down,
okay?
Can you reach it? I will in a minute. You can turn a little bit towards me. Okay, 312. And the soil outside the overhang will be next. Okay, go get it. And the first one is from the upper 2 centimeters. Back 313.
Copy, 313.
And the second one is from probably down from 2 centimeters down to about 8.
Copy that.
Bob, it looks like the fragment just to the boulder just to the south of us has some inclusions in it, light-colored inclusions. Bag 472 on that.
Copy, 472 on that. You mean the south half of the foot boulder?
Yeah. I haven't seen inclusions in the other half.
Okay.
Okay, now we need boulder stuff. You happy with that, Houston? Let's get your hammer.
Yeah, we're happy with that for an east-west split.
That's a little hard, huh? I think,
I gotta find a corner I can get at.
Yeah.
Let me get an after picture down in this hole.
Oh, that's right. You almost stepped on that. I forgot the after, too. Hey, there are chips up here on top. Also, that's been spalled off.
Yeah.
We get some of those.
Looks like someone's been chipping up there.
Looks like there's been a geologist here before us. Let me get to the moment. I think I can get some of these pieces over. Also, that's been spalled off.
Yeah.
We get some of those.
Looks like someone's been chipping up there.
Looks like there's been a geologist here before us.
Let me get to the moment. I think I can get some of these pieces over here. I want to get that 90-degree angular flight line around this boulder, too.
Bob, the more I look at this thing, here's the piece that fell off. Here's the piece that was knocked off up there.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Well, bring a big piece of that home. That's obvious. This is obvious.
How about this one up here? Take your picture. I think we can just clip that off. See that?
Yeah, bye.
I better get... I'll get a locator from here.
Okay.
I was going to get my down sun, but I'm afraid of...
You may be down sun if you do.
We'll get some.
You got it?
Yeah, well, like tomorrow?
Me see.
Yeah. Yeah, just throw it in my bag. It's broken, but it's in place. That's a nice big piece, too. It's about the size of a...
Why don't you put it in mine? I can't get it.
Okay. Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Don't move.
Okay, Bob, there's a big spa lying on the ground here that has been knocked off up there from right on top of the boulder. And I tell you, the more I look at this, the south half of this boulder, the more heterogeneous in texture it looks. It looks as if it may be either a recrystallized breccia of some kind, or you had a... Yeah, boy, can hardensite magma catch up an awful lot of intrusion. I guess I prefer the latter explanation. Because of the extreme vesicularity of the rock.
Okay, very interesting.
Now, a few of the inclusions are, they're all sub-rounded, derounded, and a few of them are very light colored.
I'm coming around a corner with a
flashlight. Are you going to do it now? Okay.
Yeah, I got
you. Well, you know, I ought to get one shot back here with a black and white. I'll get this half black and white.
Okay.
If we could get... I think we ought to pick up a piece of that spall there by the...
I can break it open. I can break it off.
Well, Tom, there's
yeah.
one right by the Noman there we can just pick up. It's a finer grain vesicular rock. And wait, where... Oh, jeez.
Oh.
I thought I was going to get this half.
Okay.
I don't care.
I started down, Jack.
Well, they like to have some of the black and white.
I'll get that rock. I forgot to look at the objectives of the station. I hope we're meeting them.
Well, we want to get 500 to that boulder track. I know I want to get that. Okay, a piece of that spall rock that was sitting by the Noman. Ooh, watch out, Noman. How about that? Is in, bag 535.
You got one in there, Ari?
Yeah.
Okay, we copy that one, Jack.
You won't be able to reach. You won't be able to reach my bag, George. You can put it in mine. Agent. Lieutenant. Bob, one of the light-colored inclusions looks like it may be an orthocyte, gabbroid, an orthocyte. Let me get my term straight. The host rock has dark enough that pits that it's probably... an orthocytic gabbro, if I didn't say that. Some of these light-colored inclusions have slightly lighter-colored glass, and they may be the gabbroic orthocyte.
Okay, copy that, Jack.
Those are like this one. And some of those inclusions get to be bigger than the size of a baseball. There's one here, there's a couple up there.
Let me borrow your hammer.
Yeah. Try a little higher. Get one right on it, right there. Right. Now, that's a hard rock.
Now, that's a hard rock.
You might be able to do it. I can't.
I can't get down there.
Okay. We need some of the soil outside the shadow here.
Yep.
How about over where your bag went? Let's move around here to... I think there's some... Oops. Get on this slope over here. Okay. How about out over here? Are we supposed to get a... Where are we here? I don't know. I'd like to get... Now, when you face uphill, your camera faces down. Okay, we want to get a rake on the rim of that little crater down there, I guess.
Okay, and, 17, Roger. You were asking about objectives. Of course, the primary objective is documented samples of the blocks. And then also we'd like to get some of the a rake and soil sample out in the surface, namely their rim crater there, if that's available. And one of the things, of course, we're looking for is a variety of rocks here. If there's more than just the one boulder, you can sample the boulder for a while, but we'd be interested in seeing if there's more than just the single type of rock. Probably also samples from both sides,
okay.
Both halves of the rock. What we said this morning in terms of combining stations 6 and 7 to an hour and 20
minutes.
Come on
up here, Dino. Okay, you can.
And so it's sort of your option as to how much time you spend here and how much you go on to Station 7 and spend. If you feel it's worthwhile, we could spend essentially all that hour and 20 minutes at this station. But if we did that, we'd like to get a fair variety of blocks
okay.
if they're available.
Okay. Gino, you know, we sample some of the lifeguard crew. Matter of fact, this block looks different.
That's why I've been photographing it. It's a blue gray.
It's a big blue gray rock. Itself is crystalline, I believe. The inclusions are much more sharply defined, and it's non-vesicular, and it's included, or at least it's in contact with, the very vesicular orthocytic gabbro. Right up there. See
yeah.
that?
Yeah, the whole big one. I just
get some pictures of it.
I boxed around here. I took pictures of it.
Look, we can get some of that light-colored stuff in there along with the blue-gray.
We've got to get as big a piece of that inclusion as we can.
You see it up in there?
Yep.
I think we're out of line of sight with them. We're behind
yeah.
them. Sorry about that. But
now we can hear you loud and clear. We're just looking at rocks right now.
Okay, Bob, the boulder downslope is more of a light gray vesicular boulder than what Jack just talked about with some of these larger white inclusions. It's less vesicular, and it's a more of a blue gray rock. And if I don't fall on my tail here, I'll get. The locator is of Henry.
Copy that.
Okay, let me try and get up there. Henry, we must be high enough to see some. I haven't even looked back. Let me get a close up before you start. Copy.
I might roll from this angle, too.
That'll give them something. A little different up in there, too, Jack.
Yeah.
Why don't you sample that? Okay, let's get the... You want to get my scoop under there? Probably will fall out. Okay. Get as many of these pieces as we can. I don't know how many are going to come out. Longer. Yeah, let me get up on it. Up here. Oh,
get a bag out. Let me put these in a bag.
That's where I'm getting up here, sorry.
Oh, okay.
So I get my balance.
Five six is one of the light-colored inclusions in the blue-gray rock.
It's chips.
Chips of it.
Okay, copy that.
I think we lost that other one. That's good enough.
I got it. I know where it is.
That's all right. It's not a lot of sample, but it's representative, I think.
It looks a lot like that sugary rock I sampled yesterday, doesn't it? Found in the, we sampled in the...
Yeah,
it's pretty easy to break up. It's really not very coherent at all. You know, I thought last night, Bob, that I should have used the word aplitic for a texture that we saw in that inclusion yesterday on the South Massif.
Well, I could keep from falling on my tail.
Yeah,
I want
to... Maybe you. Okay, you going to get some of that?
Yeah, that's a different kind. That's a more beat-up inclusion or something.
Yeah. Oh, there's a nice piece coming out.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't lose it.
I got it. Okay.
Okay, we have another inclusion, and on the surface has a more reddish-brown texture. Interior looks pretty much the same. It's very light gray.
This looks like a piece of breccia. It's like a fragment breccia that's caught up in this thing.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is obviously a breccia. I'd sure like to get
that. Well, I'm not sure it's obviously a breccia. I think it may be
an igneous
rock with breccia inclusions.
Well, okay.
Which is sort of in the same class. But
that sort of makes a bunch of you.
Well,
out of the big rock.
Okay.
Except you can... I can't get in there, Gino. You have
okay.
To.
Okay.
No way.
Let me...
But you... Oops. Yeah, I think it's easier for you. Did I give him a number on that? No.
Negative.
It's 5:36.
Cramp it a little bit if you can, or
get that 536, Bob.
Roger, 536 for the last one.
Okay.
Okay,
let's get the host rock here.
How about that?
How about this one with the inclusions here? Maybe I can get this one.
Okay.
Okay, and,
17,
we like that. Do you guys have the feeling that the two halves of the big boulder are different rocks, or is it the same rock split?
They were all one boulder, I think. They're just two major rock types in the, wherever they came from. And I tried to describe that to you. We have the contact in the central boulder. They're really three big boulders. The central boulder has the contact between the light gray rocks, or the blue gray rocks, and the vesicular North Ascetic Gabbro.
Okay, and you guys have that pretty well photo documented, right?
Yeah, it's in pretty good shape. We're working on it still.
Okay, copy that.
Try going on the side there, you know.
Yeah, twink from the side, right. Jack.
That's enough.
I think
I think you can get this one up here, can't you?
I wanted that one because it had that inclusion wrapped in it.
Let me go to high here for a minute.
What are you talking about, this one here?
Yeah, I just... about to come. Oh, okay. I've got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I need this.
They're both whole structure. We can put them in the
same. No, let's don't. No, they're different places.
537.
It's
a chip of the blue-gray rock. And the blue-gray host rock.
And let me get that other one.
somewhere.
Okay. And 538 is another sample of that material. A little dustier.
Okay, we copy that.
That's the blue gray. That's the blue gray, Bob, with the inclusions in it.
Now, the blue gray, the more you look at it, looks like a...
Give me your left, your right hand.
Huh?
Give me your right hand.
Turn it over. Turn it over.
Turn it over.
Well, I did.
How do you want it over?
You kept turning it over in the same direction like that, so I could fix that.
Okay, now give me your bag, and I'll get it in there.
It, the blue-gray rock, on closer examination, looks like a partially recrystallized fragment breccia. It's very hard. And I'm going to...
You're going to get the afters?
Yeah, I'll get it. I want to do a little bit better documentation on this thing. Bob?
I'm going to go over and look at that contact.
I got a few close-up stereos of the inclusion that we tried to sample. And I'm going to see if I can't give you a little flatline stereo around this thing. If I can stay on my feet. You read me, Jack, okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
You can read you loud and clear also.
What?
You can see where we've been pounding on this rock. We didn't succeed in getting samples everywhere. And I'm giving you a 90-degree corner. Bob, it looks to me like there are inclusions of blue-gray in the gabbro, in the anorthocytic gabbro.
Positively outstanding.
You're saying you think this whole big... You think this whole big blue-gray thing is an inclusion?
Yes, sir. And there's some little ones over here.
Yeah, but then within the blue-gray, we've got the, all these other fragments.
Well, that's right.
It's just several generations of activity. It looks like the gabbro, though, it picked up the fragmental breccia as inclusions. Bob, I really look that way right now. There's a...
Okay, Charlie, you're mumbling something about it. Just like